Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Jones Jet of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We ain't fucking around, baby boys. It's Monday morning. Well, I don't know who made the camera shake, but it was pretty good. Loved it.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
That's what we need to do every intro. How did you do that?
Extreme close up.
Where? How'd that happen? Who made the camera shake?
It was when Cannon stretched, he hit this camera.
Oh.
Cannon, do it again. Louis J. Gomez. I stretch and just tap it lightly. Gomez. That's awesome.
Wow, that is awesome.
Oh, dude, anytime I do a fuck. Again, ready? One, two, three.
Right.
Damn it. I need an intern that just taps the camera.
Do you want Natalie to go?
Natalie, yes. Come here, Natalie. Natalie, come in the room.
Don't. She's coming in. We got to tap. We got to tap intern. All right.
Is she refusing to come near us now? Have we crossed the line?
Good for you, Natalie.
Have we crossed the line already? Yeah, that was quick.
The first empowered intern.
Yeah.
Natalie, first of all, she's lucky I'm not making her do this in a goddamn bikini, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whatever happened to the bikini car wash? Whatever happened to high school girls washing your car in a bikini for their fucking team? I'm looking for them. I live in Jersey. Every fucking day, I'm got my eyes out for a bikini car wash. And they ain't out there.
That's because guys like you would stand outside their truck and watch.
Doggy, I would literally...
You would sit inside the truck and watch.
Listen to me.
Depressed,
okay?
Against the window.
It was one of the only things I looked for. It was half the reason I moved to the suburbs. Was to find me a bikini car wash. Do they exist anymore, Shannon? Can you see if there is Bergen County? Look up bikini car wash.
The last bikini car wash I saw was like roller derby girls, which you don't want that. Yeah, that. You don't want that. They're not what you're looking for.
Strong bitches.
They're looking under the hood.
Yeah,
but they lift the car up one
side in two pieces.
Those girls will change your oil.
Rotate your tires.
Yeah. Those girls are fucking.
Got any snacks back there, Chief?
What is going on? Why do I not have internet on my computer right now? Where is my team at?
I think some strip clubs became bikini car washes during the pandemic.
Really?
I've definitely read that a few, like, set up their parking lots as bikini car washes.
I saw that they were doing strip club stuff, like with a stage, and there were cars in front of it out west where I'm from. And then you buy a lap dance, but she just comes and like rubs her pussy on your windshield while you and your homies are in the car, which I'm almost like, that might be better. That's funny to me.
It's like the first time she's washed her pussy in her life.
if some whore rubbed
her cunt juice on my Audi.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a problem.
Oh, just a snotty bug from your foot. She'd
be on top of my car. I'd turn my windshield wipers on. Start spraying her. Get off my car. Like I'm at the safari at Six Flags. Start honking my horn.
Get the fuck away from my car, you pig.
Her lips look like the thing in a car wash flapping.
I refuse. I bought myself yesterday a monthly car wash and detailing service.
Why? Because of the 6 pounds of neon pollen you found on your car this weekend?
Dude.
How fucking sick was that?
Dude, are you kidding me? I kept on making pollen jokes all weekend. Nobody got it. There was so much pollen on my car. It was
twice and I was immediately on the defensive, but then you agreed.
Pollen time. Pollen o'clock, as they say in the suburbs. A lot of pollen on the car this weekend. It's stories like this, which we're going to be fucking really breaking down on this week's Real Ass Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get fucking crazy. Cannon, 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Let's get it wild. Get in here, motherfuckers. All right, here we go. We're also giving away the PS5 on today's show. We're giving away the PS5 on today's show.
Oh, shit.
It's going to come. The promo code's going to come from one of your audiences. So might as well announce it on your program.
Maybe, possibly. But also, they didn't have to subscribe. They could just subscribe to the newsletter. They can sign up for the free trial, and they were entered. So you don't even have to necessarily be a subscriber. Now, if this person is not a subscriber, I will fight them. I'll find them. I'm going to show up with the PS5 and beat the shit out of them. Because it's so much more expensive than a PS5 should be.
The show who wins, don't they get a PS5 as well?
Whoa. No, they get $500.
That's not as good.
That's not as good. I think we lied to Feeney and said we were...
$500.
No, it was going to be a PS5, except... Then we found out how much PS5 was going to cost.
Yeah. Damn.
So you're like, if it was a just world, $500 would get you a PS5.
Yes, but exactly. Instead,
that makes sense.
Yeah. That seems like it should be the cap on a system.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But so now, what are you getting at second market PS5s?
We're buying it from somebody who just. I think it's $1,200 you're spending on it.
Give him a gaming computer at that point. Jesus,
so expensive.
Somebody just gifted me $1,200. Last weekend. So I'm a huge fan of the movie Rat. I've brought
up on
this fucking
model.
Yeah, I literally. So I sucked a guy's dick for free. $1,200.
You just gifted it to me. No taxes. But no, a Mongoose Californian, 1985, those bikes at as is, even shitty, you can sell them on the secondary market.
As is
in sorry. I don't know why I laughed. I nervously got caught up in your momentum.
That was a song, a little punterisky. Come on, baby boys. As is and sorry. Now, anytime somebody says as is, you're going to say as is and sorry. And not only, it's a joke that's fine. Maybe it wasn't that funny. And I didn't really deliver it that well. Mm. If I would have said it more clearly and I would have timed it well, it would have actually fucking nailed, right?
What are you reading a review from your hour?
But I.
As is, I'm sorry.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Fuck yeah, dude. You gave it to me. Oh, I love it. Canada does not take shit.
He just spit in your butthole.
Right, dude, spit it in, fucking put his finger in there, fucking swirled it around. Mm. Ooh, I felt it inside of my stomach. I kind of liked it. Go, attack. Attack me. I'm like Bill Murray and
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. Thank you very much.
What did Lewis watch this week?
I listened to the soundtrack today. Cool. Thank you very much. Fuck.
So he gave me a bike. Yep. Who cares? Yeah, it's a 1985 Mongoose
as
Californian.
As is, sorry. That's what I was talking about. No, that I gave them a gift of that joke for the rest of their lives.
Can I put out a call to action, though, to some of your listeners? If you are if you're talented at restoration of BMX bikes or any chrome or metal, hit me up because I want to fix this thing up and I would like some guidance. And, unlike Lewis, I'll pay you for your time.
I pay people.
In hugs and smiles.
Please, Shannon barely lets me touch her. Also, Shannon, I love...
Barely.
Shannon...
Shannon watched Mortal Kombat this weekend and is super into it.
Now show them them titties.
Shannon's got a mask on because... What's going on, Shannon? Are you sick?
Yeah, I had what I believe to be a sinus infection. I've been in bed since Wednesday night and I had a fever, but it's just my sinuses. And I'm vaccinated, so I don't think it's anything bad. My fever broke, but I just don't want to be irresponsible.
Sinus and sorry.
This might be the first time that somebody gets deplatformed off their own platform.
They should take my show away from me. I agree. If I wasn't in charge, I'd be like, you know what? Lewis is off the rails. Why are we giving him a morning show? What
is much funnier when he's on the
I was searching for that.
What are you doing the Bizarro episode where you and Shannon switch?
Oh, I would love to. We'll do it this week.
Cool.
Shannon, who's on this week? Who are our guests? Tell me, please.
1 second.
I'll do our plugs in the meantime. While we do that, while we get our plugs out of the way, and then we'll get our show started. We got a great show planned today.
I do have them. Real quick.
All right. Well, all right, Shannon, who's on this week?
Okay, so Wednesday is Dan St. Germain and Christina Hutchinson.
Okay, two fags.
And Friday is Anthony Zenhauser and Mike Figgs.
Two fatties. Good, I like it. Two fatties, two fags. What a great week.
That's this week.
Two fags today, two fags Wednesday, two fatties on Friday.
Mm. One fig on Friday.
One fig. Hell yeah, dude, that was fucking dope, dude. Guess who'll stay. Let's go. Guess who'll stay. Guess who'll stay. It's a funny show.
Fatty faggots. It is. We have a good
time.
Real
ass podcast lineup.
Shannon, so all right. Let's fucking get some plugs going. Let's get the show going. Mike Cannon, what do you got to plug? You sexy bitch.
I do have some road coming up actually. Next month, I think 13th through 15th, I'll be in Point Pleasant at Uncle Vinny's for three shows. Come out to that. More coming in. So check out MikeCannonComedy.com. But Irish Goodbye Podcast on this very network, Gas Digital, and my YouTube. I've been putting a lot of stuff up there. I just did a workout with a professional basketball player and threw up very shortly into it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then dominated my son in one-on-one.
Down with afterwards. The sickness. I love it. Fucking dope.
So, Mike Cannon Comedy on YouTube. Check that out.
If you're not supporting Mike Cannon, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck is wrong with
Probably
you?
Calling him gay in the comments.
Yeah. You know what? There's a good chance of that. But you do it, but support him as well.
Yeah, do both.
It gives you the right to call him whatever you want.
Absolutely. That's how that works.
Yeah.
100%.
I'll have no argument against your synopsis. If it's educated.
June 4th, I'm in Atlantic City at the Celebrity Theater.
Nice.
I have a bunch more dates, ShaneSmithComedy.com. I'm going to Alaska. I don't know what that's going to be like, but it should be fucking tight. I'm going to get mauled by a bear. Let's see, Cowboy Boys Podcast. And then on this fucking network, Without a Country.
You and Corinne Fisher. Dude, by the way, people love you on that show.
Yeah, it's doing good.
Yeah.
I've been told I'm the anti-Dave Smith. I don't know what that means. But
the anti-Dave Smith means you're funny.
Yeah, okay. Damn. All right.
You're going to be around in a couple of years.
Oh, dude.
You look like you're also slowly trying to erase yourself.
I am. I'm working on it. Well, you know, I had shitty gang tattoos on my arm I had to cover. And, like, other shit. I had, like, a... You know, I kept some of them peeking out to remind me.
That is funny. Like, a lot of my folders as a kid, I'd, like, draw terrible swastikas or something like that, and then they'd eventually be all black like that.
When you were a kid, look at my notes for the show every fucking week. It's just swastikas on fire. Now, it seems like...
on fire!
It seems like that can go both ways. Like, I'm like, no, fuck you, Nazi. That's not what I'm doing. Mm. These are really powerful swastikas.
Oh, they're Super Saiyan Nazis.
Yes, they are fireball swastikas.
No!
Coming to fucking destroy society. It's not like, yeah, dude, I mean, I would love to be fake with you guys and be like, no, dude, I'm anti-Nazi. And I am anti-Nazi. I should say that, but that's not what I'm representing.
But your hand isn't.
That's not what I'm representing subconsciously when I'm drawing the whole time on fire swastikas.
Right. You're anti-Nazi, but you also can't ignore their power.
Look, dude, I'm just drawing what it is, dude. It's like if I draw the devil on a piece of paper, I'm not pro the devil. I'm just drawing the devil. I'm saying these are super swastikas.
Okay.
Ready to fucking burn anything.
Are they
in
the Superman emblem? I've never seen that.
No. It's this right here.
That's a real super swastika.
It's a swastika that's on fire.
You know what? The I thought I was going to be like angry about this, but you're such a terrible artist that I'm okay with it. Actually, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, it looks like Kirby swallowing a swastika.
I'm gonna give him the pass.
I mean, that's just doodling freehand. I'm not even looking down at the paper, dude. I'm just fucking. I'm blindly drawing that.
Put it on your fridge.
It's like how people free write.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment in 6 seconds just writes out a fucking school
I didn't
automatic
look, dude.
Writing.
I didn't look. How is that? It's fucking great.
Fuck out, man.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's a good no look swastika.
Goddamn right. Zach.
I got other shows on the network. Bye, guys, at Ian Finance, Thursdays mornings at 11 a.m. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Friday at midnight. And June 11th and 12th, I'll be at the Mahoning Drive-In in Layton, Pennsylvania for Trobonans Film Festival. My new movie, Shakespeare Shitstorm, will be playing on the 12th. Come out and party.
Hell yeah. Some live stuff coming up. Me and Zach Amico both going to be Friday, May 21st, along with Colm Turrell at the Farm at Carter Hill in Marlboro, Connecticut. Make sure you grab your tickets for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, dude. Me, Zach, Colm, great show. You're not going to find a better fucking show. Also, May 19th, I'm doing my first show at the Stress Factory. Stress Factory in what town is that?
New Brunswick or Connecticut?
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
That's a fucking great place.
Great venue.
Are you indoors or are you in the
I'm
tent?
I'm doing the outdoor tent, which is fucking awesome. Nice. It's cooler than the indoor space, in my opinion. It really is. I can do whatever I want. I just want to do the outdoor space because it's fucking awesome. It's summertime now. And it's incredible. If you guys have been there, it's the one venue that you needed to go to during the pandemic because it was like the best by far. But a lot of great comics are going to be on, including Colm Turrell, Dave Smith. Who else? A bunch of special
guys. I'll come by.
Cannon will be there.
Yeah.
It was that easy.
I don't even know. When is it?
May 19th. Wednesday night. It's going to be a ton of fucking... Oh, you're in Jersey now too, right? Are you having
No, but I'll drive there. I have a car.
It's party, baby boy. Yeah. We're going to get crazy. It's going to be a great show. I'll tell you right now, we have a bunch of great comedians planning on making their way out. So I've only been able to announce a few, but it's going to be incredible. So make sure you guys grab your tickets. New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's going to be a really fun, dirty show. Also, I will be in Austin, Texas with Zach Amico, Big J Okerson, and we're doing a live Legion of Skanks on the 27th at the Creek and Cave, May 27th. Then the 28th, 29th, Big J is doing his crowd work album, another album he's taping. We're going to be there as well, opening up for him. And then I believe on the 30th or the 31st, the Sunday, we're doing another showcase at the Creek, and then Monday we're going to be on Kill Tony. Zach as well. Me and Zach are making our Kill Tony debut together. Real Ass Podcast takes over Kill Tony on that first Monday or last Monday of the month. I don't know, whatever it is.
Is he doing the crowd work at the Creek?
Yeah. Nice. It's all at the Creek. Nice. And then Kill Tony at wherever they do it. And then I'll be June 4th and 5th at the Comedy Works at the Plaza in Vegas. I have more shows. Uncle Vinny's coming up at the end of July. And also some other venues, San Diego. More stuff coming up, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all those shows. Very excited about the new material. It is fucking dirty, and it is fucking... I'm really loving it. We had such a good time this past week in Cleveland.
Awesome. We had a fucking blast.
Really, really great. Thank you for everyone that came out. It's just fucking... I'm loving doing stand-up comedy again, so thank you guys for supporting it. Also, subscribe to guestdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code REP. Get a 7-day free trial. 70 free trial. You get access to everything. The on-demand library for nearly 20,000 hours of content. You can't get anywhere else. All uncensored, all ad-free. Don't fuck around, baby boys. All right. Let's do a couple giveaways right now, right?
Yeah.
Let's
give stuff away. Let's go.
I have nothing to give away.
So. Neither.
I'm going to give away
I would take something.
First of all, I'll tell you right now, go leave us a rating on iTunes. 5-star rating. Positive review, ideally, but one reviewer every month, whether it's a good or bad review, we give away a piece of merch to.
I love how Lewis had the envelope first and was like, I cannot do this in the order of PS5, then a mug. Yeah.
All right, ready? Your winner of one piece of merch, good or bad review, is Happy K. Happy K is your winner. Happy K, it's your day. Say hooray, hooray, Happy K. Shannon, what did Happy K have to say?
So it is a 5-star review, and they said, the best things about rap, the N-word used by non-racist white folk.
Yes.
Thank you, equality.
Yes.
The lack of women.
Yes, of course.
And a woman is writing this.
Oh, she's a bitch herself.
Yeah.
Shannon and Zach, the worst things about rap. People talking about not doing well on the podcast, just stop.
If that bitch says me, I'm going to spit in her mouth.
Be funny or be quiet.
Come in her butt.
Oh.
Karen Feehack.
Oh. My God. So close to her birthday.
No one hates women like other women.
Dude, it's true. Wow. They're so powerful.
They really think we're the ones keeping them down. And then the second one leaves the room, the other has to.
Women are the Super Saiyan Nazis of hating each other.
And realizing, and they spelt Luis J. Gomez as L-O-I-S, Lois J. Gomez.
Hell yeah.
Is the most attractive person on the show.
Okay.
Low bar.
Sucked.
Also, that's a way of spelling Lewis. My grandfather's name is Lewis. He's from Switzerland, though.
This bitch wants to get Lewis. Sucked.
They have
fucked.
Wacky Wheels names.
By me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in the mug.
She want, listen.
Also, by the way, I do feel like you gave this away in the incorrect order, because when you pull the mug out first, you're not winning a mug. What you're learning is that you're not getting a PS5. That's what you're realizing.
Also, I want to say, I'm sorry we did not get the Dad's Cum mugs out on time for Mother's Day.
Idiot. Tough.
We could just sell Dad's Cum mugs, though.
Why don't you?
Why does that have to be a Mother's Day gift?
On this particular piece of merch, if it's a t-shirt, why don't you like cum in it, squash it, ink blot it, and then just put
like
it
like a Rorschach
test. Yeah, yes. And just
what do you
it.
See?
The smallest Rorschach.
Zach and Miko's head. Zach, you do have a very
globulous.
Whoa,
that's the word.
Wow,
Lewis would have never gotten there.
Globulous.
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 I think I made it up.
I feel like that's a real word. I've heard it on a cartoon or like Nickelodeon or something.
Is globulous a word? I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely a word.
See.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It is.
It's what
word.
Fat gay guy said. Globulous.
It's a small spherical mass, especially a small drop of liquid. Globulous.
There it is.
You.
Perfectly used.
You.
I thought it meant
I'm a wordsmith.
But I was wrong.
Okay, ready? We're going to give away this PS5 right now. This is one person. Oh, thank you. Look at Shannon. That's actually, she's playing a real drum roll right now.
Yeah.
It's going to stop in a second. Wait, I ran out of energy.
Shannon, you lazy bitch. Drum roll again.
I'm sick.
Shannon, bang your fake tits on the table. Go.
And your winner of a PS5, ladies and gentlemen, is... Do it one more time. Ladies and gentlemen... The winner of the PS5.
From IGP.
From Fishers, Indiana, Christopher Tiplick.
Yay.
Tiplick?
Why were we so underwhelmed by him?
His name can't actually be Tiplick.
I felt like we were all going to be hyped for him, and everyone is like, nah, dude, change your name. That was fucked up.
It's just some dude that doesn't subscribe who just made up the name Christopher Tiplick.
Yeah.
It's like Bart Simpson and calling Moe's Tavern.
This is a fucking name you would
can
just
I
put in.
Can I get Tiplick? Is Tiplick here?
Does it say who it's assigned to, like which show is responsible.
I don't know. We can find out, though.
Because that's the important information.
We won't know that for about an hour, but we do know that they are a subscriber and have been since 2017.
Oh! Wow. Tiplick! I take it all back.
Show them them titties.
Oh, where's my Noga Sinking N-Word file? It says, file not found.
Blame Shannon.
Wow,
Tiplick, hopefully you're out there listening right now. I don't know if he's in the live chat, but he's a subscriber since 2017. Wow.
He hasn't listened in years.
No, he's been dead.
He forgot. He's literally Googling how to figure out, like, how do I get my debit card to cancel?
Why is this
his body is still undiscovered?
In the chat right now. It's making me furious right now.
You literally reminded me I have to cancel my World of Warcraft subscription that I forgot about. For like several months. Damn.
Shannon, call Tiplick right now. Get him on the horn. Find out his number. We have that information. Dox him. Dox him right now. And we are going to give him a ring. And we're going to fucking see what's going on. I like that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I know. You should call him.
Is that illegal?
To call him on the air?
Yeah, without his permission?
No, because you could say, hey, you're on the podcast. What's your problem?
Tiplick, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, you just want a PS5.
You would know this. You'd be freaking the fuck out right now. I'm bragging in the fucking chat. People in the chat think it's fake. They think, yes.
How could it not be?
It's fake. Yes, you're right, guys.
Christopher Tiplick?
The
idea that you would orchestrate a bit and then this would be it goes to show that they do not believe in you at all.
Go ahead, pick the second one, Pam Clam Tickle.
William Tinkshucker.
Listen, did you get Tiplick on the horn?
Bobby is working on it, but there is a really funny comment in the chat that said, I hope Chris Tiplick had his hands amputated and can't play.
Just punching the joystick, this forearm.
Dude, I have a friend with no arms and legs that plays video games.
But through a straw?
He puts half the controller in his mouth, and then he has like a special keyboard made and like a pedal for two of his nubs, because he has four nubs, And he plays like League of Legends. It's
so
wild.
He's a human starfish.
Yes. And he has two children and a wife, and I have none of these things. So I would talk shit, but he's killing it.
If I had no legs and I had two children, I would attach my children to where my stumps were.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I would have two fully functioning humans as legs.
Oh, you'd be like a Megazord.
Yeah.
It would be awesome.
You know, James sit on your shoulders.
Yeah, seriously, they just walk around with like they'd have arms and eyes and they'd be yelling like my knees are dicks. Like,
I think that's a sexual benefit to
dude,
not have
how
hands.
Cool would that be? Dude, oh my god, I'm visualizing that. Literally, 2 5-year-olds as legs.
Mm. If you how do them... you strap yourself? Do you put your nubs like on their on one of their shoulder and then you like lash yourself to them?
No, you have to go through their bodies
and then
solder them to
retarded.
Your forearms.
You're retarded. You'd create a specialized helmet that would attach to the top of their head, and then your nubs would go into their head. So essentially, your thighs would be their faces. Right.
You're retarded. That would be the most weight you have to lift up to activate these children.
True.
You have to stab them through their midsection.
How strong are their necks that they're just holding you up via their head?
Listen to me. These are super Nazi children created with specialized super Nazi blood.
They all have burning swastika tattoos.
I'm imagining my children are both like little Hercules. Do you remember little Hercules?
Yeah.
The 90s? Yeah. That little fucking jack
kid.
Now
like a fat kid?
Yeah. He's like, my parents abused me. It's like, no shit.
Yeah, we all knew.
We knew it. We just liked the show.
Dude, I want to... Can somebody draw me, please, as me, but 2 little Hercules children as my legs? And
you have no arms. What do you do with your arms? Do you get snakes? Do you get monkey helpers? What do you do?
Ooh.
Monkey helpers.
I mean, having
dude,
more...
yeah.
Oh, dude, that used to be... Was that a Dave Smith joke or was that a me joke? That was a Dave Smith joke.
The Survivor joke.
Yes, dude. Because you get to bring 3 out. This is a great joke that he did. It was such a silly joke and not in Dave Smith's like realm, but when he was a super young comedian.
I remember this.
Yeah, he was like, if I was on Survivor, you get to bring 3 items. He was like, I would bring, I don't even need 3. I was like, I'll bring a roll of duct tape. No. He's like, I bring 3 items. He was like, I bring a roll of duct tape and 2 live monkeys. And he was like, I would duct tape 2 monkeys to each of my hands and let them navigate me through the jungle.
That's a really good joke.
That's a fucking great,
that's a great
joke.
Fucking joke.
But that's not about the Federal Reserve.
This dickhead stopped writing hilarious silly jokes like that. What a hilarious joke that is.
That is so
God damn it, dude. Oh, I forgot about
dude.
That.
Helper monkeys. There's a real charity that like gives... that buys helper monkeys for people, and I was like looking into them because I wanted to like do a benefit for them because it's very funny, but then it turned out that they were abusing the monkeys, so
of course they are.
Yeah, I was like, I should have known. Of course they would abuse the monkeys. And it was in like Laos or something. I was like, yeah, they are eating these monkeys. I'm buying monkeys for these people to just fucking eat. There's no one ever got a monkey.
Yeah. But if you go, I went to Bali on my honeymoon and we did like the monkey forest or whatever, and there's 2 monkey forests, one for the aggressive monkeys that will like take shit out of your pockets, and then the other more docile weed smoking monkeys. And
okay.
What? Don't go to the south side of the forest.
Are you trying to set me up right now?
I'm just telling you the truth.
Tell
about
me the
Bali,
story,
dude.
See you were there. In the jungle.
We saw. There's all these dipshit tourists that are, like, trying to take pictures. They're still monkeys. Like, even the docile ones are still, like, they'll go crazy every once in a while. So this one monkey jumped on this Swedish lady's shoulder.
Sorry, I didn't realize
that. Fuck yeah. I'm feeling the beat right now.
Keep jumped going. On this Swedish lady's shoulder and was, like, playing with her hair. And she's like, oh, my God, this is crazy, right? And, like, people are taking pictures. And then another male monkey jumped and started fucking the monkey on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Her head, and everybody just started taking pictures.
Yeah, no help.
It. Dude,
no
it was
help.
The funniest thing I've ever seen. She went from fun to panic very quickly.
Why panic? You're in a threesome.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
With no pressure to perform. You're just kind of there. You're the couch.
Monkeys just fucking on top of your head?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. All right. I'm in.
Two monkeys fucking could be your arms.
More monkeys fucking on my head.
Dude, monkeys are cool as fuck, dude.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I don't really know the difference between like monkeys and apes and gorillas and like they're all like, what is what? I don't know. You know, come on now.
You really don't if you put them
I mean,
next
sort
to
of
other?
Like, is a gorilla not a monkey? Because I call it a monkey. I look right in his face like, hello.
I do that too, actually. I got a set of gorilla stuffed animal. You want a like, banana? Here's your monkey.
Yeah, you do, you fucking dumb monkey.
We are in dangerous territory.
Zach right now is about to explode. He has a bloody nose. For the audio listeners, Zach has a little bit of a bloody nose because his head is, his mouth is suppressing so much racist stuff that his head is
like
trying
scanners.
To push out of his fucking head. Right. It's a difficult thing to not be racist in this day and age. I apologize, guys.
A gorilla is an ape.
Whoa, Shannon, easy.
Wow, coming through with knowledge.
Wow, a gorilla is an ape.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Oh, face.
The quickest way to tell the difference between a monkey and an ape is the presence or absence of a tail.
Monkeys have tails. Apes have butts.
They sure do. I went to the zoo recently and saw an ape, and it was none too pleased about being enclosed. It kept standing next to the thing and just doing the beating of the chest, and then would mule kick the fucking plexiglass.
Relax.
I'm good. Don't worry.
Relax. Easy. I see him. I look over.
I know. Well, I'm sitting here with, like, trying to throw up a floater for
Zach
all of
Zach has a very physical reaction to like thinking of jokes. If you ever look at Zach close up, like what happens is when he's about to tell a zinger, it's for like a second.
He come to life.
Like a computer, he glitches. His eyes start to twitch and go up in the back of his head. But it's very quick. He goes, and then he spits out a fucking zinger. And they're always brilliant and great. But whenever we start, there's certain keywords, you know, Zach's going to be, he can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the villain from Casino Royale, just one blood tear comes down.
Yeah. Zach is, you know, he's brilliant.
I'm keeping it together.
He's brilliant, but if you fucking, you start talking monkeys around Zach.
You're going to activate him MK Ultra style.
It just is what it is. We all know. All right, real quick, we must thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is One Farm, who produces plant-based products with organic ingredients sourced directly from the farmers that grew them. They have incredible CBD products made with organic hemp grown in Boulder, Colorado. Their CBD is full spectrum, so it contains THC as well as other cannabinoids, and all products are third-party tested. I'll tell you right now, you guys know me. I've been using CBD for a long time. They have high-quality CBD that they combine with other powerful botanicals like turmeric, chaga, and maca to make some of the most effective products on the market. It really is great, incredible products. Okay, they have oils, they come in cinnamon, peppermint, natural, and lemon. The turmeric relief cream, it has 425 milligrams of CBD, and it works great for joint pain and sore muscles. I've been using this after my workouts. It really is the most incredible product that I have used to date. They have soft gels, they have so many different things. Go to onefarm.com, that is spelled out, onefarm.com, and this month use the promo code RAP and you're going to save 30% on all of your orders. Once again, onefarm.com, use that promo code RAP, save 30% and get fucking to it. All right, where were we? All right, let's see. Remind me tomorrow. What's going on? Proud Boys in the lobby. That's cool. Oh, by the way, I'm now an investor
in
cryptocurrencies and stocks, Zach. See, here's what happened, Zach.
Okay. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I want to. So, if there's anything somebody with an addictive personality who has now given up substances should do, it's invest an okay amount of money in stocks and then check the app, I don't know, every 8 seconds for an entire road trip. And then loudly announce where he was at.
Are you a Doja boy, or what'd you buy?
No, I didn't buy Doja.
Ethereum?
Yeah, a little bit of Ethereum.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Therm.
A little bit of Therm.
A little bit of Therm. Got a couple little things here.
Drop 60 on a Bitcoin.
So here's what happened. I was like, I invested. At first, it was like, dude, I'll spend $100 just to fuck her. I've never invested anything. I was like, let me spend $100. I'll download this app.
You are a classic casino Damn, sheep, dude. Just yes, walking so the bad. Floor, just yeah. be like, just put 100 on this game I've never played or know the rules of.
So this is on Friday. This is we were in Cleveland, me and Zach, and I was like, I'll do $100. By the end of the day, I had invested $1,000. That was the max you could invest in one day instantly. And also what I found out by the end of the day is that they closed trading for the weekend.
Yeah. They lock you in.
Dude, I'm sweating. I'm like, I need movement. I can't sit here and not have this. It's like an addiction. It has nothing to do with money. It has just to do, I need movement.
Yeah.
So then somebody was like, why don't you invest in crypto? I was like, what's crypto? And I still don't know what that is, but I downloaded an app.
Superman's dog.
Ha 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 ha!
Fuck, that made me laugh.
Yeah, it really got me. Oh, fuck,
dude, I don't know why that's so funny.
I think I'm right, by the way.
Oh, my God, that's fucking funny.
Shannon,
dude.
Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, 100%.
Crypto with a K, yes.
It's the best. It's the best. All right, number one, I didn't even know if it was a dog. It didn't matter. Yeah. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
How does Superman have time for a dog?
He doesn't. His dog has superpowers, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his dog
Chuck, he's just flying, dragging it around.
No, he flies. Yeah, look at this bitch. And he has laser eyes, too, I'm pretty sure.
Crypto, yes. I invested in crypto, just the dog.
He just bought a really expensive photo of a dog.
I spent $40,000 on Superman's dog. This dog can fly.
The real cryptocurrency you got to get into is Acoin.
Acoin?
Yeah.
What is Acoin?
You know who Akon is, the rapper?
He has his own coin?
Yeah, he has his own coin, but I don't think you can buy it domestically. He's using it to like fund a city he's building in Africa. Oh. And so I think it would be very funny if you just invested a ton of money and then it worked out and then he built this city and then you owned stake in the city. So it would be like all these African investors, Akon making a utopia in Africa and then just like you and a dashiki.
That's how little
he wants
to help.
Part owner of Wakanda?
Yeah, no! Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's how little he wants to help
Google
out.
It.
Instead of investing any real dollars, he creates a currency out of thin air. And it's like, yeah, maybe this will do it.
I don't know what cryptocurrencies are. I don't understand it. I don't. All I know.
What'd you put in? How much?
I put in $4,000 total. $3,000. It started off as $100. By the time the weekend happened, I was just fucking boom, boom, boom. Ethereum started going up. I was like, I gotta buy more. I gotta buy more now, baby boy.
Yeah, that's when you want to buy.
Yeah, absolutely. On the way up.
As high as possible.
No. I bought it. I've so far, I've made a 4% return on my investment.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, in a weekend. So. I don't know what anything. I don't even know if I can get the money out. I think I need that money. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you remember the password? You're going to be one of those idiots that dies prematurely and has a 36-character password
that
nobody knows.
Well, that's the problem with fucking these things. It's like, oh, dude, I lost my cell phone. I lost $8 billion in fucking Bitcoin. Duh.
Did Sagalow tell you that story? One of his many friends who committed suicide because they were friends with him had like a hard drive where he bought Bitcoin for like 50 cents a share and died of some sort of overdose, and his mother has access to this hard drive, and they're on, you know, classic story, they have like 10 more guesses before the entire thing shuts down, and he has a couple mil on this hard drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't like any of this shit. I don't like any of it. I'm like, the way that I'm looking at it right now, I don't know shit about shit, and a bunch of people are gonna hit me up now, and they're like, dude, you gotta fucking do this, and this, that, the other. I got a buddy who's like a financial advisor who's like really into this shit, who makes like millions off of fucking trading stocks and cryptocurrencies. Having a meeting with him tomorrow. I'm going to talk to him a little bit.
That's good. Once you drop $4,000, you're like, maybe I should talk to somebody.
I need to get this app off my phone, dude. Because what happened was I couldn't trade. Friday happened and I couldn't trade. And then somebody's like, oh, you know, you can trade cryptocurrency like 24 hours a day. And I was like, no way, cool.
Oh, God.
And then I did it. And then I was like,
this gives you a good reason to
take Adderall.
You
know, that's like somebody saying, you know, if you take cocaine and combine it with baking soda the microwave.
It's more powerful and more cost effective.
The way that I look at it is this. I was going to put money, this is just money in savings, right? So instead of saving it,
you're spending it.
Right? No, I'm not spending it. I'm ideally
spent.
Play video
it's
games.
Gone.
Do anything
it's
else.
Gone.
Where's my phone? Where is it? Where is my phone, actually? Where is my phone?
Do you need it?
I don't want to check on my fucking investment.
No! Oh my
I got to do it right now, dude. I just nonstop stare at it.
Dude, I invest all my money in guns.
Yes.
It's the only thing that appreciates, never devalues.
See, I don't have my own, but my father-in-law has emphysema and an arsenal, so I assume I have 400 guns.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Ammo's expensive right now,
my phone? Everyone,
can you have guns in New Jersey?
I'm in New York. I'm in Rockland.
Oh yeah, yeah. Getting a gun here has been a fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Might be in the merch area.
That's where they're going.
All right.
Can you have a gun in New Jersey?
I don't know. I've tried to look it up a few times at this point. I think to get a handgun, it's a to-do.
Yeah.
Which is what I would want. I would want a handgun.
Get everything. Get one of each.
Yeah.
Get a shotgun, get a rifle, get a handgun.
A shotgun is a lot. Like, I'm not going to fucking blow somebody's brain. Like, that's more of a mess for me.
What? You're killing someone with it. Who cares about the mess?
No, yeah. Dude, I want to fucking just, boom, three center mass right in their fucking chest.
Yeah, you're a Navy SEAL now.
But I do feel it's that that's got to be the most satisfying murder is if you
shotgun?
Yeah, shotgun where you see their body just fucking go up in that, no, smoke.
It'd be
nauseating.
Not how shotguns work at all, unless you're shooting someone with a slug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I shoot.
So watch their body disintegrate.
Yeah, like you guys like have...
Did you just watch Men in Black?
Yeah,
no, I just watched The Boys.
Not
have you
TV
seen that?
Show.
Just, yeah, just a bunch of boys.
I was just in a park watching The Boys. There's no way my phone is gone. It has to be somewhere. Anyway, it's fine. Find it, guys. Just like, come on.
What you should do is what you've done here, which is convince Ralph to invest his money in crypto, and you take a percentage because of you're giving him advice.
The same advice that everyone's giving?
Yeah.
Ralph should invest in a crypt.
Yeah, we'll
is it
see.
Possible you left it in your car?
Is it possible that you...
No, because we have...
Possible it's right underneath me?
Damn. We got it, everyone.
All right, go.
You're off substances?
Yeah. Well, no, not weed.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
The ultimate
not
where's my
weed.
Phone
also,
drug.
We're doing a special special this week as well, bonus episode, because I know we missed one last week. I'm doing a maybe we could do two on one, Zach. I'd love for you to be on it as well. It's going to be on Zoom with Dr. Steve. It's going to be a vaccination special. I will be deciding whether or not I'm getting vaccinated on this fucking episode with Dr. Steve.
Anytime a doctor goes, doctor, first name, that's how you know you should trust him. Every time. Mm-hmm.
No, Dr. Steve is real deal.
Yeah, Dr. Steve's the best.
He's the head of his COVID unit at his hospital. He really knows what's going on. I keep on saying I'm not going to get the vaccine, but at this point, it is just based off of being stubborn. I don't know why I would. I don't know anything. I just don't like being told what to fucking do, but we will figure out whether or not you should get the vaccine on the real ass vaccination special happening this week. Can you make it this week?
Maybe.
On Zoom?
We'll see.
Well, come on, Zachy. What the fuck's going on? What are you doing? Getting the vaccine?
I don't want to listen to you talk about the vaccine for an hour to him.
No, it's going to be an hour. Okay. It'll be 1 hour, and it's going to be very knowledgeable. It's going to be a real ass look. I'm going to ask him to dumb it down a lot.
Oh.
As soon as he starts talking numbers and fucking to-dos, I'm like, Dr. Steve, fucking chill. Fucking chill, okay?
Mm.
So look out for that coming this week, vaccination special. Should you get the vaccine, I will let you guys know. And I'm not Rogan. I'm not going to fucking backpedal on my answer. I will stand fucking by it, doggy. If I tell you not to get the vaccine, I say don't get the vaccine.
Did that make you lose respect for Joe?
Listen to me. Joe Rogan should be fucking angling for my respect at this point.
Oh,
I'm the only real ass fucking dude left out there. Okay,
you and Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve's pretty real ass, but
yeah,
you know,
I mean, well, he's in charge.
I'm going to teach Dr. Steve a thing or two on the vaccination special. By the way,
nice.
What are you going to teach him?
I don't know. We'll see. I bet you I could get Dr. Steve to change his opinion a little bit on something.
You're going to borrow
which podcast to do?
You're going to borrow Mike Racine's autistic brother and be like, "Explain this, yeah. Dr. Steve."
I'm gonna fucking.
That's called an Italian.
All right, Zach, real quick, we gotta thank Fume. How great is Fume? Okay, natural, non-addictive replacement for smoking, vaping, and nicotine addicts. It's not a vape or a cigarette. Fume, spelled F-U-M, it's a hollow piece of Canadian maple with cores that are infused with the benefits of the world's super plants. It is a great replacement therapy. If you guys have, like, the oral fixation, this is really, really a great product.
Yeah, people have been talking about it all over the office. When we were on the road, people were asking us about it. People were trying it out, telling us how much they love Fume.
Yeah, it really is a great product, guys. It's a healthy, natural way to quit smoking. The newest core is the Conquer Core, and that is a deep, cooling mix of earthy sweetness, combination of black pepper for cravings, peppermint to help with breathing, and cinnamon and lavender to ease the pain of quitting. The Conquer are the number one cores for quitting smoking from start to finish. This is a great product, guys. Try it out. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to really, really dig it. You can subscribe for monthly deliveries so you never have to think about it, or you can just buy them a la carte. Go right now to fumeessential.com. That's FUMESSENTIAL.com, fumeessential.com, and kick that disgusting habit. Use that promo code REAL, real, spelled out REAL. Get 10% off your entire order at fumeessential.com. Okay, where were we? Let's see, my cryptocurrencies. Oh yeah, dude. I've made $34 so far on a $3,000 investment. It's pretty sweet. You know, that's just what's happening with me. What about you?
I don't know. I haven't bought crypto because I don't know anything about it. It would be foolish.
Then my Endeavor stock is fucking starting to gain, baby.
Oh, you bought it at its initial IPO?
Yeah.
Classic. You're a classic ass. Because doesn't it usually...
Classic ass, dude. Hell yeah, dude. I fucking love that.
Because didn't it... doesn't it always...
Play classical ass.
There's always, like, some sort of correction. Do. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Who cares?
You don't know shit, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten Apple at its IPO.
Do you?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, my
stock, I just found out what an IPO was. I always thought it was an IPO.
Honestly, like, I'm making fun of you. I did the exact same thing, where I started with $200 in the stock market, and before I knew it, I have $1,200.
It was supposed to be $100. By the end of the weekend, it was $4,000.
Dude, I have anxiety for you guys. I don't know. It just seems I
consider it money spent at this point. Like, I still have it, and I've made some money, like very little.
I consider it money saved.
Sports betting.
I would be better off if I played poker, because I'm actually a good poker player, and it would be a more sound investment than me entering. Yes, it would, because me entering the stock market with no knowledge whatsoever, I'm a sheep. I'm literally the fish at the table that's just pissing away his money. You put me at a poker table where I know what I'm doing, and I'm pretty decent at statistics and reading other people. I'm at a better advantage
of
making money.
Destroy you in poker.
Let's do it. I would love to play you for $4,000.
I will literally bend you over a table and butt fuck you in front of everybody.
I would play you for $4,000.
And I mean this with ease. I take it.
All right, let's do it.
Take it from
you. I'm filming a heads up against Bobby Kelly.
Play a hand
so
of poker
easily...
right now. Do we have cards?
Hand doesn't matter.
No. I want to see. I want to see who's better. Let's just find out.
Let's get a hand. That's actually a great idea. We have cards. We do. We have cards right there. We have chips. Let's go.
Do you even know how poker is played? You know.
You don't know
poker.
How poker is played. Let's go.
It's not
go.
A game of blackjack. It's not who has the best hand.
Let's go.
I'll play you and you have the best hand.
We'll play.
Still
how about we'll play? We'll play three hands right now.
Oh shit!
Let's go. Three hands poker. Sure. Heads up poker.
Sure.
We'll have fucking Shane be the dealer. We'll have Zach be the drink girl. At a casino in Buffalo.
Oh my god! I did not know how to play poker. I don't either. So I'm not even gonna.
Are the
jokers still cards
in?
Shuffled? Yeah, they're
jokers are wild.
Okay. Okay, deal.
Jokers are wild.
Deal. I'm going to get judged for this shuffle, but also
did you play? Did you play during like the craze or anything like that?
What?
I poker. Can't do the thing.
I always do things 5 years too late. It's like my cryptocurrency thing. You know?
Yeah.
I took out one card. I'm sowing a little chaos to make sure you guys. All right. What are we doing? How am I dealing five cards? Two?
Yeah. There you go.
One, two. Yeah, we're gonna do.
Now we check our whole cards,
and this is
why this is so asinine.
No, it's not asinine. If you're the better player, the harder the cards will choose you.
Right. Well,
we need chips.
Yes.
Hold on. This is retarded.
And who's dropping? Damn it! I have A7 suited, which has been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
The heart of the cards found.
First of all, we need the chips too. Dumb fucking idiots! Why is my production team so stupid?
The heart of the cards really did choose Cannon. That's crazy.
Yeah, 5-8.
Sorry, Lewis.
You would have. Been dominated.
Maybe. I might have played you like a fiddle, doggy.
I know you wouldn't have.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, you have an inside... You don't even have an inside straight draw.
You're an inside gay.
I have a flush draw.
There it is.
I win from high card.
Wow.
I would have folded. You wouldn't have won.
If you fold, I still get the chip.
You wouldn't have
It's who has more
folded.
Money. Give me this right here. Okay, you don't know how to
What are we doing with each?
All right,
we're doing a live
poker
three
tournament.
Hands.
Let's do
Whoever's
it.
More chips at the end of it
okay.
is the winner, you
All
fucking
right.
dumb
Deal.
Fucking queef.
Why are you calling me a dumb queef? I'm agreeing to everything
you're
saying.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Y'all good on your drink, hon?
With a cigarette dangling from your mouth.
Zach's got his side hustle where he's trying to sell himself.
Dude, when I used to play in like some of the underground places in the city when I was in college, they intentionally would have just a smoking hot 11 out of 10 deliver drinks, and they'd take rake or whatever and take tips. And I think they were trying to like... distract you or whatever.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, it was great. But all the older guys were like, had more of a hard on for it than we did because we were like college kids. We're like, yeah, we get pussy still. This doesn't affect us.
All right, here's your chips. Let's go. You fucking pussy.
How many chips?
I don't know. Whatever this is. We have even.
Whatever this is, doesn't matter. Are they all worth the same? What are we doing?
Yeah, this is all...
No, this is the Real House Podcast. The white ones are worth the most.
Okay.
No, they're white and blue, so they're Jewish.
Good joke. I have 13 chips.
All right, no, these are obviously a dollar. What? These are obviously five. These are obviously 10. These are obviously 25, and these are obviously 100.
I did not retain
why wouldn't we just do one and one? And, like, everything's worth the same, but instead you're doing some fucking...
Yeah, it's got to be dope.
All right.
Okay.
Who's dealer, then? Shane's dealer, but you still have to use the position
of dealer. We have a few here.
So, Lewis, do you have the button first? You have more chips than me. This is...
No, I don't have more chips than you.
Lewis is already stacking the game in his favor.
Also, right, these are somehow magnetic. These chips, are these metal? Yep.
But yeah, I wouldn't.
If they're real chips, they have
computer
stuff in them so that it trips whatever when you try to leave with
I
them.
Love the fact that you just wipe the RAM out of your computer with the magnets and that chips.
All right, so we'll do big blind, little blind.
Sure. So I'll be dealer, which means that I have the button, which means that I'm small blind.
I know.
You're big blind.
I know.
What's one?
I don't know.
They're
two, blind?
Two is big blind.
Dude, I know how to play Magic the Gathering incredibly well. So
okay,
that's where
we
I'm
go.
At.
We're going right to fucking do Lewis? This. Can you back? Put the camera on the table, Shannon. The camera. Oh, ooh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, Shannon. This is some fucking high-tech shit.
All right.
I'll call Lewis. See, this is going to be so boring because we're going to play this out, and even if we get dealt shitty hands, we have to. It's going to be three.
All right. I'll check.
All right, someone had to tell me what to
do. So you put one down, burn one, don't face down, face down.
Then three up.
Then three face up.
Yeah, three up.
And Lewis has to act first.
Three. Okay, huh. Interesting. Huh. I'll raise it five.
I fold.
Of course you do. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
Five high, you dope. And I know with somebody who has no idea what they're doing, there's nothing I can do to get you out of that hand.
And I'm winning. There you go. There you go.
Are we allowed to... Oh, dude.
Would you have
no,
six
don't fuck, no, don't fucking show.
No, I didn't.
You
I didn't
stupid,
show.
Fucking dumb
no,
bitch fucking out.
Wow.
If this
all
was
right,
my
I
casino,
have information. I have
if this
information
was in my casino all and right the fucking, in my trailer park community, I'd put a bullet in between your fucking
if
eyes.
If this was your casino, I wouldn't be doing it. I would be here, rob
anything
you
that I do. For letting him know anything I do, bullet in your fucking eyes, dog.
I like that you have a trailer casino and not a casino
no
with your own fantasy. It's like I get it, but
this is fucking wild. Hey, sweetheart,
wait your whistle tits.
Can I just get a? Can I get a water, please?
You heard the man.
All right, I think I get this now.
All
here
right,
we go. You
go
guys ready?
So I'm the small blind. You're the big blind.
No, that's me first.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Give him that card. Give me that card. We go.
It's the heart of the cards. Okay.
All right. I'll call and I'll raise it five.
10 more.
Ooh, bitch.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
10 more. All right, let's fucking play. I want to see those cards, baby boy. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Sir, you need to calm down.
Woo.
Who's it on?
Oh shit.
It's on you, right?
Okay, check.
Owen.
Call. Trips Kings. Fuck you.
Fuck!
Whoa!
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck, I had nothing! Is there any way I can win?
No. Oh, actually, yeah, if Jack 10 comes.
Come on, Jack 10!
Right,
come on,
wait,
burn
so
one and then
doing?
Turn it up. Burn,
burn
one and
one?
Turn it up. Burn one!
This would be so funny.
Wait, burn!
I don't know what that means! So,
put a bullet in his head!
One down? One? Yeah, yeah. And then one up.
Come on.
No. No. And then one from there. Up.
Come on.
Oh, it's an ace. I have a full house, so you lose.
Damn! Wait a minute. Hold on. What if another?
Everyone in the studio shakes their head.
Christ!
Oh, yeah. No.
Damn,
no.
That's...
No.
Let me just hold one of my chips, doggy. Have some charity. I got dominated. Fuck! The cards matter. The cards matter. What they told me the cards don't matter. Matt Damon told me that. Matt Damon and John Malkovich told me the cards don't matter.
That's right.
Damn it, yo. All right.
That was great. I feel Cannon, really satisfied.
So you questioned me on if this would turn out. I told you heart of the cards always choose.
You're right. You're right.
Wow. What a segment.
That was good.
It was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
That was kind of exciting. I'll be real.
Yeah. Better than I thought it was going to be. Holy fucking shit. God damn it, everyone. What
I'm
going to
collect
day.
These chips. I feel like a winner.
Yeah, there you go. Rake them in. Yeah.
Shit.
You're going to tip the dealer? Or like, what's the deal?
Yeah, here you go, Tuts.
Yeah, I'm taking these home.
Oh, I did so much better than you.
Little drink ticket.
Little drinky poo for mama.
All right, real quick, we must thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. If you guys know Yo Kratom, we've been talking about Yo Kratom forever. Guess what? They make an incredible line of Delta 8 products called Yo Delta. YoDelta.com is the website. If you guys don't know, Delta 8 THC, it's legal in 42 states. It gets you super stoned.
Oh, it works. They sent us some samples, and gosh darn it. I don't think you can tell the difference.
No, you can't. When I try to pet my sister, always smokes my weed, so I pass off my Delta 8 for her because I get it for free from the sponsors. She has no idea. She gets super stoned. I get super stoned on it as well. I really love it. They have Delta 8 gummies. They have vapes. The vapes are the things that I really love if I'm on the road. If you guys, you know, want to have vapes where you're going, if I'm traveling to the airport, dude, I fucking sneak off. I fucking get high at the airport on airport grounds. Come on, baby boy. You can't do that with anything else. Delta 8 is where it's at. It's legal in 42 states. YoDelta.com is the website. So go to YoDelta.com. YoDelta.com and get it shipped directly to you at a pretty amazing price already. But when you use the promo code GAS, GAS, you're going to save 25% off. 25% off, grab some Delta 8 at YoDelta.com. All right, let's get back into it. Let's see. All right, so let's go to some of these news stories. Shannon, it's time to guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Here we go. Lots of news out there right now. Disneyland's revamped ride features Snow White's kiss and gets backlash over the lack of consent. Shannon, what's going on here?
So after being closed through that whole pandemic, Disneyland in California was closed and it's finally reopened.
I was going to say, I saw they said it reopened and I was like, wasn't Disneyland in Florida just fucking open the whole time?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, right?
Disney World in Hong Kong was open the whole time too.
This is Cali. Yeah.
So they, I don't know why, decided to add something to the Snow White ride, which focuses on true love's kiss, which is when the prince kisses Snow White and wakes her up
when
from
she's sleeping,
sleep.
Which is, yeah. I think, a plot line in three different Disney
yes.
movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
And the Cosby Show.
And so obviously, people are fighting back because there's no consent and they feel like it's putting out a bad message.
Yeah.
But after she says yes, right? Isn't it post-rape yes?
It's bonkers. This is how crazy feminists are, because it's like, it's either death or rape kiss. I choose rape kiss every time. Like, if all you got to do is without my consent.
All right, but in what order? Paul Stanley. Gene Simmons.
I love the idea of them revamping that Disney movie, and it's just called Death or Rape Kiss, and it's just for children.
Well, it's an important hypothetical to face children.
Well,
with
I'm just sorry. It's like, well, what do you expect? So we'll let this bitch die? Yeah. What is the story? The story here isn't of a man taking advantage of a sleeping woman. The story is of a man saving a woman's life with a beautiful
rape.
No. The story is a man not doing the right thing and hanging out with his bros and dedicating all his time to a woman he's never even met, and then he kisses her to wake her up. Let her fucking sleep. Go do something cool.
I was thinking about this. Like, I watched The Little Mermaid recently.
Yeah.
Ariel was just willing to give up her family for a man she never met.
I went through the exact same thing that you did while rewatching it recently. Because it's like
crazy.
Your father, your friends.
You don't like. You don't even know this guy.
Yeah.
It's just some dude you see. You pay, and Ariel, hot.
Yeah, she's hot. 15. Underwater, the statute is like 11 months.
Yeah,
because they're fully mature.
Yeah, she's.
Well, how old is she in fish years from the waist down?
Exactly, yeah.
But at that age, how many weird little fish babies do you think she had shit out?
She's just firing eggs.
Well, when you have sex with her, she lays eggs and then you just come on them. Mm. You fertilize the eggs. That's how that works.
She's just got a lot of hair to grab into a fist, you know?
Yeah.
What?
She's just flopping around. You hit her in the head with a club.
You hold her up after you're done fucking her. Look at the size.
Yeah, she's fucking.
Right, obviously, you fish hooker.
yeah, you do. Aziz Ansari.
Mermaids were never really that hot to me. You remember Splash, the movie Splash with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I did not find Daryl Hannah that hot. First of all, fish is a disgusting smell. And that large of a fish, I feel like, would be like, wow, it would be a lot.
Pungent.
And then how do you fuck it? You know,
you weren't attracted to that?
Fine, I am. Wow, she's beautiful. Look,
what? She aged real harsh, right?
What I'd have to do is, the problem is, you know, you fuck her, you'd have to literally start to gut her. You'd take a knife, you'd have to start to fillet her, and then you'd put your dick in the hole.
No, I feel like there's got to be an opening.
Yeah. She's a fish. You fertilize the eggs.
Right.
You don't just fuck her. You don't fuck her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She fucking shits eggs on the sand, and you go and you squirt your jizz load on the eggs. It's psychotic.
Yeah.
But doesn't she take it in the mouth until that? Like,
oh, you know what?
If she has a hand job, pitch job, blow job.
What if that's it? She just sucks you off until you jizz on her eggs.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
that's not that bad, actually.
It could be worse.
For dry land.
Underwater. And underwater blow job is way better than underwater. Fucking underwater, fucking, it wipes away all the natural fluids. Underwater blowjob, you're just killing your girl.
Yeah, you can barely feel it either way.
It's like underwater blowjob rules, because you're at the same time as getting blown, you're murdering a human. So I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, underwater fucking is like banging like a tire tube. Like, it's just so much fucking. It feels rubbery.
Once you get it in, you're fine.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're having sex with women who are in shape enough to go underwater and blow you for any amount of time.
Yeah.
They all pass away briefly. Lewis is 100% for reviving
them. Yeah. Dude, every girl I've ever dated in my life, I think at one point,
taking CPR underwater class,
and fucking started sucking my dick. Hell yeah, dude. I get her box underwater. She sucks my dick underwater.
Nice.
She gets a UTI. Everyone's happy.
Every time.
Everyone's happy. You know, fine. It's just so unsexy now, because like every time you try to bang in the water, she's like, I'm going to get a UTI.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever come underwater, like, and seen it?
It looks like jellyfish.
Yeah, so weird, dude.
Not good.
It looks like...
What was that Jackass where they jerked off the turtle, or they jerked off a fish? And it
sea
started,
urchins.
Something like that, yeah, where like white shit. It looks exactly like that.
Yeah, of course. You know how many times I've jerked off into a toilet, and you just see the whole, like, the like floating?
Whoa,
it looks
what?
Like...
What?
You ever jerked off into a toilet? You're not turned on by toilets?
Are you beating off? Are you sitting down and like, I'm going to come, and then you just turn around and just blast?
I pretend it's a mouth. I'm like, open up, sweetheart. Okay. I flap up the seat over and over again.
You put the phone.
Feed me, daddy.
And that's how Lewis got banned from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
You put the phone on the top tank?
That's not even porn. It's just been times when I've had to get a quick jerk in. Mm. And then
you're really that good, huh? You can get your imagination to that point where you can.
That's,
is that a penis coming underwater?
Yeah, it is.
That's actually me.
Nice.
His dick looks like a weird extension.
Where
of his
are
body.
His balls?
Where are his balls?
They're above. They're safe.
He looks like he's having fun.
Yeah. It looks a lot like a dog's dick.
How is he? I guess, I mean, we're only seeing like 0.5 seconds of this clip, because it's like,
more.
How are you just coming with no thing? Have you ever seen the guy who wills himself to come with his mind through like Buddhist powers or whatever?
No.
That's a real thing. Shannon, can you please look up guy comes with his mind? Or I don't know what you would Google. I'm sorry that you have to Google this, but...
I've tried to do that in a car, like a long car ride.
Just will yourself to come?
Just try to get yourself to that position. I got close. But I just couldn't make it over couldn't break through. Like,
really?
It was DMT.
You know? Really? You could mentally get yourself to come?
No, this was when I was like 15, 16 in my prime of like, you know, the sight of a tit would set me off.
Yeah.
So I got almost there, but I couldn't.
We're the only generation, like people don't really understand like what a generation of like little sex addicts like we are. And it's this only slice of like... Internet was invented while we were going through
puberty.
Yeah,
they dropped infinite tits on our lap in eighth grade.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, they tested out hentai on our generation. Like, we figured it out.
I feel like we should be able to have, like, 3 or 4 date rape passes.
Oh,
I won't say rape passes.
Yeah.
Date rape. Because of what we
gray
have,
areas.
What we have to deal with. Do you know how difficult it was to be a fucking boy growing up when it went from, like, a magazine... to unlimited fucking vagina and porn in our fingertips. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that we're not out there.
Well, and not even just vagina and porn, because we're pre-Pornhub. So I used to download like female orgasm noises from LimeWire and Kazaa.
Yo, me That's too.
How I used to jerk off like a kid in the 30s, listen to the radio.
Dude, I would listen. I would listen to
You're
to
trying
women
to find
coming.
Little Orphan Annie's Dakota code.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I made Drink a your tape. Ovaltine. I went to my friend's house because we didn't have my friend's house or the library. Downloaded it, recorded it on a tape, and then used that tape while I was watching infomercials for fucking Girls Gone Wild or whatever. Hell so yeah. I'm listening to girls come while I'm watching like censored titties. And as a kid, I was like, this is the height of luxury. Like, oh, yeah. I'm fucking killing it.
Yeah.
I jerked off at sleepovers, like, you know, my friends on the couch or whatever, and we'd have Howard on at like 2 a.m. and it'd be the blurry tits and
Every
whatever.
Time.
Yeah, I used to squeeze one out with my back turned to my pal.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my least proud moments was jacking off to the scene from Mallrats where the lady has three nipples or whatever. It's like all my 12-year-old friends are sleeping in the room with me and I'm just rewinding it, beating off like, fuck it, if they catch me, they catch me. What am I going to do?
I dated a girl with three nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Sounds like full third nipple.
Did you give her a titty twister on her back?
No, it was right here. It was on her tit. She had an extra nipple on her tit, and it was like, it was smaller than her other nipples, but it was a nipple. It wasn't like
that's
a
like, that's
on.
Like chest HPV.
It was crazy, actually. The more I think about it,
yeah.
The more I'm thinking about
How
this guy.
How did this not come up?
It was a guy. She's a goddamn alien.
Whoa.
Oh, that sucks. She's like going to feed her litter of pit bulls.
Yeah.
Her tits look like shitty chocolate chip cookies.
The problem is that this girl, her body looks pretty righteous still, and I'd still do it.
Wait, does she have even more nipples down below?
I think she does.
Yeah, she has six.
This chick's tits have an extra number 21 chromosome.
Could you do that? Could you date a girl that...
Date?
Date.
No, I could have sex with her 10 times, but I couldn't date her.
Exactly 10? What if she's... Dude, what if she's so funny about her tits, though? Could be good.
How many bits could that be?
Six. Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah, I that would be a little bit rough. That'd be a little bit rough.
Oh. Oh, why though? Foot?
That sucks.
It's called the Tarantino.
Our PS5 winner, Tim Nipplefoot. Shit.
That's got to be somebody's ultimate fantasy.
A foot nipple.
A nipple on a foot?
If you love tits and feet.
Yeah.
If you like love feet, I bet that's somebody's thing.
Yeah. I jerked off to a toe, to a foot job for the first time. Like, I've watched them before, but I never tried to bring myself to that point. But something about it was like pretty hot. I think I want to try.
What, getting jerked off by some feet?
Yeah.
How old are you?
36.
And you've never...
I mean, I've had like somebody, you know... heal me in the nuts, but I've never had somebody like curve
I've had
their
somebody
feet.
Yeah. Fight me off of them by attacking my groin area
by mule kicking me in the dick, but yeah, you know,
it wasn't sexual, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever been given a foot job to completion.
Oh yeah, to completion, I guess, but still, fucking feet is like, I thought that everyone at some point was like, put your feet together, let's just see.
No,
it's funny.
No. It's a weird thing.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm fucked up.
I mean, no, like, now that I know, like, I kind of should have been, I guess. Maybe I didn't have access.
I'm the kind of guy, like, every girl, I was like, when I was young, I was like, let me put my dick in your armpit. Let's just see what happens.
Oh, I mean, everybody looking at you thinks that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, just to figure it out. Let's just see what happens. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, even titty fucking, I'm just not a titty fucking guy.
It's a cool, like, to do it for a second as you're, like, moving around, getting to the good stuff.
Titties are meant to be sucked on and played with, and you feel them. Shannon, do you like being titty fucked? Because you got those big old fucking bags.
Yeah, but Shannon has a portal that opens up in her chest bone for them to fuck. Whoa.
Shannon, what are you...
Yeah, that was...
Shannon, do you
Nobody
like
else being...
I don't like how Shannon fucking? Didn't confirm or deny the portal. That's mm-hmm. what I'm weirded out about.
Trying to process what he said. it's
Shannon
fine.
Knows about the portal.
If the guy is, like, very into it, then
you're
fine.
You'll let him fucking just go to town.
Yeah,
but
for
it didn't start. I sweat so much, dude. I'm just, like, just rubbing sweaty taint on your sternum.
That's great.
You're like the chick at the car wash.
Wait, wait, hold on. In your mind, when you're titty fucking, is your she's default thought she's and on her back, yes, and you're on top of her just rubbing, yes, on her? That's not.
I'm riding her.
No. That's the only way I've done it.
He's scooting.
Oh, then
yes. Why are you like a dog that had shit on his ass on a carpet with your two hands? Just
that's
like
what I would do.
I have worms.
She's got a belly button ring.
I guess like I have when they've like blown,
when blown
me in
you,
front
yeah,
of you, yeah, and they
you
give
know.
You a,
yeah,
you know,
that's
one or
nice
two.
Just for a second. Just throw them in there. Let's just see what happens for
no.
a bit. Yeah, make it sexy. Yeah.
It doesn't feel as good as her mouth and hand.
No, it doesn't. There's like
hand.
A little
yeah.
thing. She puts them between there. She spits on it. You're like, oh my god, this is a good time.
I used to like butt cheek fucking when I was in high school. Like because I used to get a hook up with some girls before like basketball games in this one hallway in our high school, and you couldn't fuck or flat out fuck. You'd just get like a couple minutes of a blowjob and then kind of walk your separate ways. But I used to really enjoy having the girl bend over and me just like plopping my dick right between the cheeks.
Right between the cheeks.
Yeah. Hot dogging.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh. You can also do that with a pussy though. It's yeah. dangerous because you could just whoop, right in there on that's accident. Right.
Well, that's got to already kind of be agreed upon if you're going to play it that close to the entrance.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I grew up around Mormons, so they were always like, "What? Let's get as close as possible without doing it."
I thought hot dogging is when I filled their pussy with sauerkraut, which I used to do.
I thought you were going
to
say with chicken parts.
Do you ever do food? Yeah. Do you ever do foods with chicks?
No. Food and sex don't go together.
Zach.
Of course I've had girls eat donuts off my dick. Like nuts.
Did they ring your piercing like, yes, fresh batch, honey?
The light goes on like Krispy Kreme.
How do you do it? Do you put a regular donut over it so that it's circular, or do you do something clever? Like, do you fuck a maple bar so it's hidden inside and they've got to get it out?
Regular donut, buddy.
You got to go for the secret inside. And it's also scary because it's like, are they going to bite me? Aren't they?
Like a corn dog?
Yeah.
That's dangerous territory.
Oh, yeah. I know. Live dangerously, man.
Yeah, I don't really ever fuck with food. Me and my girlfriend in high school, we used a carrot on her one time. And she, you know, the carrot, like we kept on like using.
Did you at least lop the tip off so it's not like a Grinch finger entering her?
No.
Why did you have?
It was a thick carrot.
So you had this is like our carrot.
Yeah, we kept it for like a week and I kept on going to her house using it. And then it started to slowly mold over. And it was just like, that carrot deteriorated.
Her pussy quickly. Ate it alive.
Yeah, her carrot, her pussy was, dude, her pussy also was disgusting.
Her pussy
yeah,
was
her
like a Komodo dragon.
Yeah,
bit it a week later.
Her pH balance was off. That can't be good.
Girls in fucking high school don't fucking know how to clean their pussies.
I think they do, but I think that women that maybe accept vegetation in their clam might not have the best hygiene.
Yeah, that's two strikes. She's having sex with you, and then she's like, yeah, put a vegetable in my pussy.
Taking a fucking unwashed carrot right in her cunt.
Yeah. You have
when you
fingers.
Did you make her pussy say, what's up, doc?
Yeah, she was gross.
She'd do like a radish, like it's a fucking, like anal beads. Just
like Super Mario 2.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. I fucking, no more high school girls. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Do you think they've learned now, girls these days, with the internet? They
yeah.
have. They've all figured it out now. All right. Anyway, more news. More news. Let's see. Ba, 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 ba. Let's see. None of these are good stories, Shannon. I hate them all.
You hate? Just read the one you hate the most. Let's talk about why we hate
okay,
it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good idea. TikTok time traveler warns that in 5 years there will be a 3-day global blackout.
That's what you come all the way back and be like, the power's gonna go out. Fuck you, kill Hitler. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Would you kill Hitler?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I just want
to
talk to him.
Yeah? Oh,
just
yeah, you want to
pick
see
his brain.
Hey, I have some art to show you, Hitler. What do you think of this?
I don't know, man. My son said to me the other day, he was like, Hitler was a really bad man.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on.
Oh.
You don't know the whole story, James. Oh, this is actually true. So I watched Mortal Kombat now twice with my son. And we're playing basketball in the yard the other day. And he really likes playing basketball. We were playing horse. And he made a shot, like a pretty difficult shot. And he goes, he like put it behind his back. He, you know, laid it up. You know, it was pretty. And then he was like, match that one, pussy.
Hell yeah.
And I went, what did you say? And he said, match that one, pussy.
I just had no idea. I had
no idea that this was a bad word.
No.
Kano in the movie calls one of the other guys a pussy at one point. And then I was like, James, you can't say pussy. And he's, and then he got very upset. He was like, I didn't know. Like, he was like, I thought it meant wimp. And I was like, well, it does. It does, but it's also, you know, a bad word. So it was just such a funny moment. Like, he's going to remember forever, for the rest of his life, the first time he called his dad a pussy while playing him in basketball.
I mean, thank God. Yeah. Thank God you got to him before he did it in school.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was fucking great.
He's like, I can't help that you're just a pussy to his female teacher.
Sorry, pussy. Yeah, two plus two is four, pussy.
Michael, why, where are you learning this? Oh, I watched it in the murder movie with my dad. Okay. Well, yeah, we watched it twice.
Honest question, Lou. Are you saving it for the stage, or are you not going to talk about your flight?
Oh, the flight. I was going to save it for Skanks tonight.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not. It's fucking crazy.
No, I'll save it for Skanks.
Oh, it's fucking crazy. These fucking Jews. I mean, I got to be honest with you.
What?
Hasidics?
Oh. Yeah, we were yelling about the Hasidics earlier this week.
Yeah.
Talkie.
Were they praying on the flight?
Were they wearing full beekeeper suits?
I mean, well, I'll talk about it. Who cares? We'll fix Skanks gonna be good no matter what. Like, this is like, this was wild.
They wear that covering that you're like vacation tropical island beds.
Dude,
have
you seen the ones where they have the astronaut, like the fucking, they look like an Among Us character in the seat so that no one can get near them? I want one. That looks cool as shit.
Doggy, I've never in my fucking life, I've never dealt with people that were so obnoxious. And these, I'm not saying all Hasidic Jews, I'm just saying these Hasidic Jews. And I gotta be honest with you, most Hasidic Jews that I've ever encountered also, this is an obnoxious people. That's all I'll say.
To Jewish people, don't like Hasidic Jews.
Dude, this was fucking crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It was bonkers.
Just saying, if there was a Jewish Chris Rock, he would have the bit. Jews and Hasidics. Oh, some goddamn Hasidic gotta ruin everything for the rest of the Jews.
Dude, they do, though. They really do. Everything about them is the worst.
I like the Jews, but I hate the Hasidics. Yeah, dude. I first sit down, and they are...
I let my wife wear her hair. You're supposed to.
You're supposed to let your wife wear your hair, you goddamn Jew. Dude, I'm telling you right now, fucking, I walk on the plane. I'm in the seventh row. I've also paid extra money to be at this part of the plane.
Away the
part
from the Jews. Like,
the part that's like right behind business class. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Like I you know, it's an exit row. Like, you know, you pay an extra $60 or whatever to be in a good row. So I know it's a good fucking row. I know what's going on. Now I'm on this side. Now, right next to me, the other side of the aisle, there are two Hasidic Jews, a dude right next to them, and then two Hasidic Jew babies on the Hasidic Jew's laps.
Oh, my God.
And the Hasidic Jews are wearing their masks, like, between their lips, like, there.
Right.
Like, their masks are pulled down to, like, or they're like that. Yeah. So their top lip is above the mask, and they're...
Well, in fairness, they're trying to spread measles as well.
Yeah. They've really got to get it out there.
Now, I'm one of these guys. I'm like,
paid for this recycled air.
I'm like, you know, your masks, yeah, I think they're kind of silly. But even me, I'm like, goddamn, guys, have a little bit of fucking class. Like, you are on a flight where there's a lot of people. You're going to make people uncomfortable.
Well, it's just daring somebody to say something, right?
Yeah,
isn't it intentionally conflict-based?
You're not eating something. You're like, you're just sort of like... doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you don't give a fuck. Like, you don't care. And you're the only people that are doing this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they have these two babies on their lap, and the woman comes, the flight attendant comes over, and she's like, oh, yeah, you can't have two babies on your lap in this row because there's only four. You can't have five people in the row because there's only four oxygen tanks that can come down. Mm. So she was like, can we see your tickets? These Hasids. Their tickets were for the 33rd row on this fucking plane.
Yo.
They just sat down in row 7.
Wow.
With two fucking babies, dude. They just sat there.
And two seats not together. They just chose
two
seats
fucking
together
seats
in the better part of the plane.
In the best part of the fucking plane, they just sat there. And the guy that's next to him, who was his seat, I guess somebody else must have just like moved. The guy, they were like, yeah, can we see your slate? And they were like, oh, and they were acting, they were just playing dumb. They speak English. They were like, oh, we don't know what 33 means. Right. Like, you fucking know exactly what it means. You lying Jews. lying Jews. These are religious people. I'm not being anti-Semitic. I'm being anti these people. Okay?
But in fairness, they're lying to subhumans. So who cares?
That's true.
Like, they don't look at you as a human being.
Now, so
it's almost like an ego comes with calling yourself chosen people.
Doggy, they go, one of you guys got to move. You can't be here. And they're like doing this shit. Like, they're like acting like they don't know. Yeah. They're doing the fucking yiddles and the diddles. Nobody acting like they don't know what's going on. So finally, the guy that's just there is like, yeah, I'll move, I guess. And this guy just walks to the back of the fuck, like the back row where like you can't even you can't even get your seat back the inch. Mm. It's like he's gonna be straight.
Yeah, oh, dude, he's straight up trapped.
It was wild.
That to me is a fucking vacation, like in comparison to sitting next to two Hasidic Jews.
With yeah.
1,000,000%.
Oh
wait,
just wait, buddy.
I'm not even done. Okay, so then we're waiting to take off, and these Jews, they start to go to change the baby's shit diaper right there. I'm sitting there like this. So
you should be able to fucking open the emergency exit and jettison those children out of the fucking flight. Like,
I throw the baby in front of the jet engine so it flies back into
like
it?
Like it's a post office.
Doggy, so here's the fucked up part, right? So we haven't even taken off yet. They open the diaper to go change the... Now, right as the flight attendants walking by, I'm just in there. I just smell shit. I get a big whiff of, like, just shit in the air. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck is that? And I'm not saying that Hasidic baby shit smells worse than other baby shit.
It's a diet thing.
But I'm just saying, it, you know, doggy, it likely does. I don't know, okay? It does not smell good. This is not a healthy baby shit.
Breast milk and gefilte fish.
This baby was having, like, a fucking cheat day or something. It went to town at a barbecue place. I have no idea what this baby had, but it was not good. The flight attendant the flight attendant's like, no, you can't change your baby at the fucking seat with everyone here. Like, it's just like the fact that I'm even telling you this is fucking wild.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You gotta go. We gotta wait till we are actually off the plane or up in the air and then go to the bathroom and do it.
Yeah. So, people get pissed if you bring Chinese food on a flight.
Rightfully so.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're open air changing
shit. All Hasidic people, every interaction they have, they are pretending as if they have time traveled from 1805.
Yeah, they're in M. Night Shyamalan's The Village.
Yeah.
And they're in this metal bird for the first time ever.
They take the diaper. They don't even close it. They just kind of like pull it over the baby and hold the baby like this. And literally, like, the whole plane smells like shit now. The whole fucking plane. God, yeah. And their mask, and they keep on coming over and being like, pull your mask up. They're like,
I like your impression. They're like, oh, Anilomede Bay Anglit.
Dude, they were fucking, they were horrid. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. And I look at these two little kids, I'm like, you guys, if you were raised by good Catholics, you would be, we could end the cycle. We need to end the cycle with these babies. I'm not being anti-Semitic now. It sounds anti-Semitic.
Hey, dude, so what? Do you have like a kind of solution for this problem?
One final?
He's gone through several, but I think he's finally reached.
Yeah. You think you finally have a solution for this?
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. It is fucking absolutely crazy.
It's like, imagine the stubbornness and awkwardness of Amish people plus the attitude of Jews.
I've never dealt with anything like so horribly disgusting.
But you know, like, the flight attendant had to be like, listen, there's like 3 viral videos right now of Hasidim getting kicked off planes. I can't go hard at these people.
I know, but that's it.
But I think that's like,
coming up.
But that's one of those things. It's kind of consensus opinion that everybody has this. No, we're not trying to be anti-Semitic in terms of what they're practicing religion-wise, but their absolute refusal to be a part of society in any reasonable way is enough to be like, well, fuck you.
If you're getting however you feel about the pandemic, right? If you're getting into a small fucking tube, if you're getting into a small tube with 200 fucking strangers, you can have enough respect to fucking make sure your mask is over your dumb fucking face. At least play the game. At least play the game. By the way, I've recently been threatened to be put on the no-fly list for taking my mask off while I was drinking my coffee. So I'm halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, show me the part in the Torah where it says you're allowed to just make goy smell your baby's shit. Like,
it was crazy. I mean, and then it was like there was another set of two Hasidic Jews on the plane too that just didn't have their masks. Like, they're the only ones doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? You're the only ones. You're the only ones that are fucking like just as a people collectively doing it.
I think like the Westboro Baptists and the snake people are up to that, but they don't like fly.
Yeah.
Who's the snake people? Pentecostals? The super Pentecostals. They're like, Jesus makes me powerful. And you're like, oh, good for you. That's cool. I know a lot of Christians. And then they're like, I have snakes bite me to prove it. And you're like, hold on. What? Say that one part again. And then they do snake biting.
Well, this is a gross exaggeration based on, you know, personal experience. But like Muslim people, they mind their P's and Q's when they're on a fucking flight because they are hyper aware of what everybody's thinking and like just being
also
somewhat afraid.
Sikhs by association.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you see a Sikh guy and like, you're like, oh, look,
that's
I love
the orange,
that. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, that's no. You're thinking of a person with a Pashtalic beard. A Sikh is a religion where they have a turban and stuff.
Oh.
And it's a part of their religion. They have to wear a turban at all times. Yeah, they have a knife. Curvy sword.
They're Jafar.
Best religion by far. But they sell
magic carpets.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, what is the orange beard?
So that's like tribal people from Afghanistan dye their beard orange, Pashto people or Pashto people.
It's like a sign of warrior or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's just like what adult men do in their whole deal. It's like a holdover from when Alexander the Great conquered Afghanistan.
They should know that it looks like shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Have you seen anyone from the Middle East? They're not doing great.
No, sometimes you see a hot chick from the Middle East, you're like, hell yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you see her eyes and you're like, you're really killing it.
But you just know her fucking vagina is guarded by 8 inches of hair.
I just assumed that her clit was buried in the backyard of her uncle's house.
And a beanstalk grew.
Yeah, they're trying to grow another virgin.
Dude, they're hidden. They are hidden in there. If you find her clit, like Indiana Jones, you grab it. It belongs in a museum.
If you take a clit and you put it in like, you got a full, it's like weed, like a weed seed. You got to first fold it up in a wet paper towel and let
germinates.
It bud. Yeah, and then you gotta plan it. People don't know that about that. It's pretty hot. Yeah, we're gonna fucking wrap this one up here in a minute. It's been a fun show. Shannon, why don't we end on LA Comic Word Association?
What?
LA Comic Word Association.
Oh, what?
So Shannon's gonna name a West Coast comic.
Oh, and we're gonna
We're gonna just say the first word that comes to our heads.
Last time I did this, I
let's get a music.
I said bad, a bad
Shannon.
Word.
Let's get a music bed. Why not?
This one, I don't know. This one's a West Coast comic, but he did come up as that Ian Edwards.
Wait, who is it for? Though you got to say who it's for, and then you got to go because it's got to be instantly fired off.
Oh, we'll
and
start.
Have a music bed. We're ending the show with
are
this.
Are we doing one person at a time, or are all of us just saying the word?
No. We're gonna go
one
around the circle. We'll start with Cannon, and don't do Ian Edwards now because now he's.
It's true. He's ready for it.
Yeah, you don't want to make him ready. Who are you texting, Cannon? Are you checking your Dogecoin?
Yeah, I'm checking my Dogecoin. It's doing great. I'm texting Ian to tell him that people are talking about him on the podcast.
Okay, this is for my Cannon, Whitney Cummings.
Manic.
It should also be like a California related song, like
so I feel like this is like upbeat stupid California music.
I've never met Whitney at all, but her social media is pretty like it's pretty all over the place.
Tim Dillon's aunt, I think.
Next up is Shane, go ahead.
All right.
I'm gonna do one we've done before. Chris D'Elia.
I don't
virtuous.
Fucking. Lost. Yeah. You fucking. Sorry. My instant laugh is all I've got. You really killed me on that one. Chris D'Elia doesn't know how Snapchat works.
Yeah.
Brian Callen.
Virtuous.
Won't take no for an answer. Good salesman.
Lewis Bobby Lee.
Oh my god, it was all racist words, every one of them.
Yeah.
Wow. It's I slammed. Went no. Then I landed on Ching Chong, and I was like, no, I can't say any of those.
Molested by a retarded guy. Can I keep going?
That's a good one.
Good.
We're going again. Ron Funches for Canon.
I don't even know. Who is that?
That's the
Oh, that's the guy that does the voice, right?
He's a black guy. He was chubby, now he's less chubby.
A baby voice. He just reminds me of this kid that I went to school with that spoke in a baby's voice until ninth grade, and his parents had to come into school and say, "You can't talk to Brian when he does that." So we're trying to like really extinguish the behavior. And now he's a police officer.
Do you know how word association works?
I'm as bad as
that was fucking
as you
crazy.
Are.
Like, what the fuck?
No, that works. He associated.
Yeah. I just don't know enough about him to be like,
it's one word.
Okay, on this side of the table, we're doing thought association. Yeah.
All right? I can't. No words good. I try and I try.
This is what I've realized, is this whole exercise and a lot of this show is to make us depend on Lewis more. Yeah. So he wants us to trash every other comic just so we're stuck here forever.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
This was my whole day, Friday.
Endeavor just went up, baby.
Just a silent car ride with every 5 minutes.
Another 0.5%. That is $1.50.
All right, doggies, I gotta run. This has been fun.
Me too.
Fun.
My parking's up.
We're gonna be rich, everyone.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you sharing that wealth.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you worry, guys. When I'm rich, everyone will be rich. Dude, imagine I became a fucking billionaire. I would quit comedy so quickly. Mm. Oh, I'll be so great, dude. Oh, I'll be so great. It's over.
Just release me from the nightmare.
Are you gonna take Gas Digital public on the DeJounte Jones? Not down.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye.
All right, we're out.
All good night.
That's all, folks.
All right, real quick, guys. You guys love the show, and you love Shannon. Shannon, this is your time to shine, baby girl.
No, you shine for me.
I'm going to shine for you. Look, we have a bunch of great shows in the network, obviously, and you might know that Shannon does her own show called The Thing Is, her and Maddie Jester-Scholes, who has been, honestly, Maddie's been a staple in my life for a long time. Maddie used to be the co-host and producer of the Hammer Fisting podcast over a decade ago. So this is some fucking old school, real deal podcasters that put together a really funny show. I love The Thing Is. I laughed my dick off recently. What clip are we playing now, Shannon? Do you know?
It's going to be a best of.
What was the one clip that I fucking laughed my dick off? Oh, where you guys pretended Maddie
was dead.
Wasn't there? Yeah. Dude, play that clip right now.
Okay.
Forget your best of clip. Fuck your best of clip. Trust me right now. That shit made me laugh my fucking dick off. I really, really liked it. And it's a very funny show. So go support Shannon. It's a great way you can help out this show is by supporting Shannon, who is the best producer in the world. Check out The Thing Is.
Ding.
We don't know where Maddie is at this moment. So I'm just going to introduce our guests of the show. That I'm very excited for. They are the two, they're comedians and both hosts of the podcast, Gutting the Sacred Cow. Today where I'm like writing down my notes or researching something, I just want to say crow. Maybe it's like scarecrow. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but it's not crow, everybody. It's cow.
Ken, we have to have a rebranding meeting immediately.
We're going to need to get a new URL. It's amazing.
Fuck. New shirts made up. God damn it.
It's an episode, so if you're not a paid subscriber, you'll get 20 episodes. How long should we do this for guys? For the listeners, because he can't hear me right now. Maybe he can. We're making Maddie think we can't hear him or see him. Okay. So we have five of our biggest episodes are now available on YouTube, so you can go back and you can see a few more. Okay, when it comes back, I'll tell him. It's not working the way that I thought it was going to work. He deserves this. That's why everybody is on board. He really does deserve it. All right, so I'll start saying it what my idea is. So my idea is I wanted to do a thing where over the next month, so a month from when this episode airs, which will be on the 26th till April 26th.
There's a video on YouTube of a girl a little girl who they convince is invisible and she has a breakdown.
We've done that to Maddie.
Are you doing it right now?
We Brian and I were texting once when Maddie he didn't show up for an ad recording or something, and so we had a group text, and Brian and I were like, you know what, we're gonna go back into the group text and we're gonna just ignore him completely. And so he's like, guys, I was there, whatever. And Brian and I are just talking to each other, and we convinced him for a moment that he was in fact dead.
That's amazing,
guys.
Well, I look forward to talking to Maddie. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I wish you didn't even get a chance to meet him.
No.
But okay. So another thing I wanted to talk about was I watch a lot of garbage reality television. One of the shows is called Marrying Millions.
Oh, no.
Which which is, you know, younger people in relationships with like millionaires and whatever. And one of the couples is an older woman. She's about 50. He's about 30. And she ended up proposing to him, which kind of like puts the cap on of like emasculating him in every way. Like, she has all the power in the relationship. She has the money. He just moved into her house. And now she proposed to him. So I'm curious what your guys' view is on when a woman proposes to a man.
Okay. I need an important question answered first. On the old 1 to 10, how hot is she?
Person. And so like I spoke
Big Jay Ogerson, we got it. Go on.
So while the first person was doing something work related, I was talking to the other one, and he was just like very sweet. And actually, okay, before we go any further, I would like to lift Maddie's punishment. Maddie,
what happened?
We will now acknowledge you for being on the show. You're being punished.
Was part of it fucking with me? Because that was a bit of a panic for a while there. Right.
That was the goal.
All right. Well, once again, I was like, the texts are working in the afterlife. So this is at least one connection I have to the rest of the world. All right.
So were you listening? Were you able to pay attention to anything that's been happening?
I mean, not even a drop. Okay. I was like, why is nothing working? What's happening?